Your Press TV News in Brief. Bahraini anti-government protesters have held a rally in solidarity with the country's jailed activists in the village of Dimistan. Shouted slogans against the ruling Al-Khalifa regime, demanding its downfall. Protesters risk heavy-handed crackdown at the hands of regime forces who are backed by Saudi troops. Israeli forces have reportedly shot dead another Palestinian young man during clashes in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. This brings to 8 the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank since Friday morning. Anger has been simmering across the occupied territories over an Israeli ban on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The EU foreign policy chief says the foreign fighter phenomenon in Syria and Iraq has turned the European Union into an exporter of terrorism. Federica Mogherini said the EU citizens have often provoked violence in Iraq and Syria. And Mogherini called for unified strategies to tackle the ongoing conflicts. Russian warplanes have killed some 300 militants in Syria during the latest raids. Russian fighter jets have been pounding terrorist positions in Syria for over 2 weeks now. The move has drawn criticism from some Western governments and the regional allies. Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad has hailed Russia's air campaign against terrorists in the country. Miqdad said the Russian Air Force has successfully provided shelter and support for Syrian ground troops. He made the remarks in an interview with Russian media in the capital, Damascus. Police in Turkey have fired tear gas at anti-government protesters in the capital, Ankara. The demonstrators were outraged over the government's decision to prevent the return of the body of Aziz Güler into Turkey. Güler was a commander of anti-ISIL forces fighting alongside Kurdish forces in Syria.